With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is deploying 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of the new year. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The post-Christmas rush is underway. Bob Agnew tries to keep up with the crowd.
Millions of people are on the prowl for post-Christmas deals and getting in line for holiday returns. Holiday spending did top last year's overall haul, but also saw the emergence of some new trends. People are hitting thrift stores more than ever before, and many started shopping earlier than ever. That's thanks to Christmas creep and early deal hunting. And the move toward digital shopping grew even more this year, with AI playing a big role in people's online and mobile shopping. Bob Agner reporting.
Russia has blasted Ukraine's capital with missiles and drones in an attack that killed at least one person. The barrage came the day before the leaders of Ukraine and the U.S. are set to meet. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said the attack really shows that Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't want peace. Bloodshed in an Idaho sheriff's department Friday. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people and then was shot and killed by officers. And investigators say a man accused of fatally shooting a Delaware state police trooper at a DMV office allowed customers to leave, then fired at approaching officers before being killed. Officials in Brazil say that an ultralight plane towing an advertising banner has crashed into the sea off Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington shares a new report on how parents are raising their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew they're raising their youngsters in a, quote, very religious household, and another 34% say their home is, quote, somewhat religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City's mayor-elect Zohra Mamdani's appointees has resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Alamante da Costa, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, has expressed deep regret for the posts, which date back to 2011 and 2012. The Anti-Defamation League first publicized the retweets from da Costa that included such phrases as money-hungry Jews. This is SRN News. Thailand and Cambodia have signed new ceasefire agreements to end border fighting.
This agreement follows several days of diplomacy, notably by Chinese officials. Unlike the last ceasefire in July, President Trump was conspicuously absent from this one, although the U.S. State Department has also been involved. Thailand had been reluctant, claiming that the last ceasefire was not properly implemented. The Thais also resented what they saw as Cambodia's efforts to internationalize the conflict. In the end, they struck the deal at a bilateral meeting led only by the two countries' defense ministers.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Head. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed across the Northeast and Great Lakes as a winter storm disrupted one of the busiest travel weekends of the year. As of Saturday morning, New York City received around 4 inches of snow, but at least 1,500 flights were canceled. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.